Morning, everyone. Super Sunday. How was Super Sunday? Was it good? Super Sunday. Hanan, how was Super Sunday?
It was Super Sunday. Super.
It was super? Okay.
Super Sunday. We need to bring our chicken wings in, yeah.
Super. Fred, how was Super Sunday? Was good? Super?
Stupor.
Don't get overwhelmed. Do what you can.
Why did Hashem put them in mind given the name Midas? Midas. And he had Midas, bad Midas.
What's the name for bad Midas?
So holy now, Emes Ve'emuna. Emuna is the aspect of the Kerech HaGedol Kerech HaTzemeach. Emuna is what makes you grow. You want to grow? What's going to help us grow? What's fertilizer that can make us grow?
Did you say
Emuna? Emuna, yeah. You heard of that?
Oh.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, Emuna, when a person has Emuna, the more Emuna a person has, this is what makes them grow.
Yep.
This is what makes us grow. And this is the aspect of Arichas Zapai, which means when a person has complete Emuna, then he could grow in Avodas Hashem no matter what he goes through, or whatever what goes through him. Whatever what happens to him in his life, since he's holding strong that everything's from Hashem and it's all good, nothing could throw him off. Because he's just going to have patience and just be calm. Even though right now it looks terrible, the situation, he'll have Erech Apayim, like Hashem is slow to anger. He'll try, he's not going to get angry, he's not going to throw in the towel now. I'll say, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm trusting Hashem is going to help me. It's going to work out, whether spiritually or physically. Because all the obstacles and the confusion that we have from serving Hashem, that we don't want to come close to people who fear Hashem, it's all because of laziness and depression and heaviness that comes all from a lack of Emunah. It all comes from a lack of Emunah. So if a person had Emunah, the Vada, a person would run and be very close. Come close to, and be quick to come close to Hashem. If we believe in Hashem, we felt Hashem, we'll try to come close to it. Also this, that a person that we don't daven properly, it's also because of laziness and heaviness that comes from a lack of Emunah. Because certainly if a person had Emunah Shlema, we believed that Hashem is sitting in front of me, standing in front of me right now when I'm davening, certainly I would have davened with a lot of concentration. And with a lot of slavas and a big cheshik, a lot of fervor. But the main reason why we get confused in davening is because of, and we lack in davening is because of a lack of emunah. Also, all that we are distanced from tzaddikim and from people who serve Hashem is also because of a lack of emunah. That through this becomes laziness and tiredness. When a person has emunah shlema, nothing could stop him. I'll just keep having patience and I'll tolerate whatever has to, he goes through, whatever overcomes him, whatever he goes through, whatever comes over him, whatever he goes through. And then he could grow and sprout in avodas Hashem. No matter what, whatever the situation is, they'll grow and sprout. So how do you get Emunah? So we're saying it's very good. In order for a person to serve Hashem, we need to have Emunah. That's just going to push me to keep on going. No matter what happens in my life, I'm going to tolerate it because I say I have Emunah to serve Hashem. So what's one of the ways we can acquire Emunah?
We don't drop the towel.
Don't drop the towel. Don't drop the towel in the mikvah. Don't drop the towel. Don't drop the towel. Don't drop the towel. Don't drop the towel. Don't drop the sales. Okay. So how do we get Emunah? Right? So through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we zeichet Emunah through Eretz Yisrael. And every person has to ask Hashem that we should desire and want to be in Eretz Yisrael. And we want Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we want to come close to the tzaddikim after Eretz Yisrael. And this itself, the fact that we desire Eretz Yisrael, the school through the battle, ka'as, and anger, and depression. Because Emunah and Arichas Apayim, that a person could merit to in Eretz Yisrael, is the opposite of getting angry and atzah. So even a person in Eretz Yisrael could still not be so into it. You can have a person who's out of Eretz Yisrael, who wants Eretz Yisrael more than someone who's in Eretz Yisrael. Now that we're here, we should have a chishik for it, a desire for it. So we want to live here, we want to be part of Hashem's land, part of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We should ask Hashem to be zeicha, at least we're here already, to continue being here and zeicha to get the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has to offer and be part of the Kedusha that Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem.
Today?
Yeah, I think so.
Similar Shita.
Yeah, that's it.
saying if we can believe that we've lasted 270 or so years in Eretz Israel, with all that's happened, it's the easiest way to get emunah.
It's one of the main ways.
That things are so hard here, true. Right now, and we're still here.
Svi is also desire of Hashem. Eretz desire of Hashem. Svi is desire.
See how dear Hashem is to us.
Yeah, Mishachlis Beitza also. Beitza is Tzadik Beis Yud also. Right, Mishachlis Beitza. Beitza is Tzadik Beis Yud and a heck. Svi Hashem. Emunah Hashem. What's Beitza? Mishachlis Beitza. Beis Yud Tzadik is one of two. Svi and Hashem. You have Emunah and Hashem. Rambam says you get emunah and Hashem. Right, that's what Rav Sali said. You get from Yerushalayim. We said now the only way to fear Hashem, if you have emunah, you fear Hashem. He's in front of me. So Baruch Hashem, on any basis. So let's see the Chavetz Chaim now. Heavy chidushim coming up. Oh, so if the Adventist is coming up Shavuos, another week. So good, we're learning about the different chazaras that the Chavetz Chaim brings down. So let's see another two pieces of zayar, and we'll learn some Gemara. Baruch Hashem. Ashrei Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael. Shekadosh Baruch Hu, who is rasta by Hashem, Hashem desires us from all the world. Right? We tell Abba, since He loves us so much, that's why Torah is MS. Hashem gives the Torah an access to punishment. It's not punishment to learn. He gives the Torah because He loves us. And what do we get for the Torah? Well, Ta'as Derech HaMelech. This helps us understand Hashem's ways. Right? But the fact that we could learn Hashem's Torah, What's the Torah? The Torah is Hashem's Das. But we can't understand Hashem. But how we understand Hashem? We're people. Hashem is Melech, Melech, Melech. He's huge. So He gave us the Torah, and this is His Das. You want to think like Hashem? Learn Torah. Now you understand the way He thinks. At least a little bit. You get His normal way of Das. Hashem wants us to understand this Torah of the Holy King. Whoever delves in Torah, says if he's dealing, so to speak, delving and talking to and connecting with Hashem, because the Torah is all the names of Hashem. That's the Zohar, that's famous Rabban, right? It's just all different ways Hashem, different ways Hashem's name is written. And one who dwells in the Torah says, if you're dealing with Hashem, so some people, they learn with Hashem straight up, they learn Pikabal, they sit there reading all the different names of Hashem, backwards and forwards, upside down, right? But when you learn the Torah, also what we're doing is, we're speaking out and talking about the different names of Hashem. And however, one who distances himself from Torah, then he is distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, that's scary. So he says, oh, I love Hashem, but they don't learn so much Torah. So it says, we're learning how to do Gemara soon. Gemara, Chana? In Gemara? So it says, distances himself from Hashem, they distance themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see another piece of Zohar over here. It says, Ashrei Chalkam, fortunate is the portion of those who learn Torah every day. And so woe to those who don't learn Torah, because they don't have a chelik, they don't have a portion in Hashem. They don't have a portion in Hashem. And they can't understand Hashem, they can't connect with Hashem. Not in this scary. One who doesn't learn Torah, they can't connect with Hashem, not in this world and not in the next world. So however, someone who does merit in this world to learn Torah, they'll also learn Torah in the next world. Why? Like it says, David says they shaded, that the mouth of the ones who are sleeping will speak. So it's interesting, usually we know this Chazal referring to people who are nifter already. Right? Usually people who passed on, this pasuk says that even though they're dead already, if we say Torah in their name, then their lips speak. But here it's saying something else. Here it's saying, Tevev Sivtei Shenim means that we're sleeping. The people in this world, we're sleeping because we're in this world, we're in the Olam HaSheker. It says that even though we're in this world, we could still speak in Torah. That's a chiddush. Even though we're sleeping in the world, the sleeping world, the world of Sheker, we still have the opportunity to learn Torah. So we're learning in our sleep, basically. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Shab Shabbos learn Torah to get to know Him, to really know Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Now, only Gemara, Tzav, Faith, and Dalet, and Abayis. We're going to start from Amar Amasna. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines from the top about. Amar Rav Masna. Tell Rav Masna.
4B.
Eitzim shenashim nadaka. Let's say you have eitzim branches that fell from the palm tree. L'tay chatana. They fell straight into your oven. You have an outer oven straight into your oven. B'yavtim, on yavtim. Now we know, we spoke about earlier, right? You're not allowed to use, let's say, fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos and yavtim. Also branches, the same thing, right? You can't use these branches because we're afraid you'll go and break off the branch at Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, okay, that's one shot. It's good? Oh. Now what happened that this branch that it's usher to have benefit from fell now into your oven. Now you want to bake with your oven. You want to bake in your oven. So what do? You can't bake with these trees because these trees, it's usher to benefit from these things. So marba aleihem eitzim u'muchanim, add onto them eitzim u'muchanim, trees which were prepared to put in the fireplace so they're not muksa. Umasik, and I burn them. So then you will not have an issue of benefiting just from the trees. It's not like it'll be a majority. Most of your benefit will come from the branches which are permitted. But the Gemara asks the question, but when you turn over the branches, you're going to end up touching the usher branches, which is the one that's muksa, the one that you're not allowed to use. Gemara says, not a problem. Kiva deruba de teirinim. Since most of the branches are mutter, they're permitted, they're not mukta. So keep them out. Even when you're turning over, you're moving the branches to set them up. You're turning over. We'll look at it like the majority. We'll say you're touching the branches that are mutter. Good? Everyone's happy so far? So right now we're saying the Eitzah is, how are we going to get you're not going to benefit from these Uster branches? We said add more branches. So it'll be a bit overripe. You'll have a majority of branches which are mutter. You won't benefit from the isser. It'll be nullified by the majority of mutter branches. Because Maran asks, but you're bittling the isser on purpose. You're not allowed to nullify your isser on purpose, right? You're not allowed to take milk and pour it into your meat pot. You're not allowed to do it on purpose. So over here, how do you add for these branches to nullify that isser wood? You're not allowed to do that. That's a good question.
I don't understand how you're saying you can't purposely bezel something. But of course, that's the whole purpose of bezel, is you're adding things to it. I don't understand.
Usually it's by mistake. Usually, if it happens by mistake, you get bittel. Usually it has bittel work. Usually, if by mistake a little bit of milk fell into a meat pot, then we let you eat it.
Not
right?
It's been mistake, it's been honest.
Even by mistake. Whatever it is, even a mistake happened. If it's been by mistake, some by mistake, someone put a little bit of milk into the meat pot and it realized.
You're saying it's not a mistake because it's a natural occurrence of the leaves falling from the tree?
No, over here, my additional ones were on purpose. Usually, we have a pot of meat.
The robe, I see. You're saying it's supposed to be my robe just by nature of the robe bustling the smaller part. But in this case, you're triggering the bustling by
correct.
Adding the robe.
Correct. Okay. You're not allowed to trigger your majority, so you can be, but don't worry, you're not allowed to do that. So, very nice. Let's say Rashi can bring down the case of Truma, a different case Rashi can bring down. Very nice. In that example, you have Bittul already, if it happened already. If you're not going to go make the majority now to Bittul it, right? So you can't, how do you let it add the branches on now to Bittul this Isser, the Usser branch that fell on Yom Tov? Anyways.
Conversely, if you had a majority of prepared wood in there and one branch fell and you could just burn it just straight away.
Good. That's good. If you had tons of branches already, and then one branch fell in, that's a shomer mutter, because it's bittel, you didn't bittel it. Automatically, it's in the situation already.
It's already
in the majority.
It's not a majority.
It's not a majority, you can't use it. If it's not a majority,
it's
muksa, and you're not allowed to benefit.
You're not allowed to
you can't benefit. It's muksa, you can't benefit from
it.
You can't benefit. Good? So, what's the last question? V'ha'ba kamevatal isura l'chadchila. You're bittling your Isser to begin with. You're not allowed to begin with go and bittle your Isser, meaning you're not allowed to go purposely and put some more of mutter in to nullify your Isser. Utsah, we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Mavatlin, you're not allowed to nullify Isser v'chatzchila to begin with, meaning you're not allowed to purposely go and try to make a bittle. You can't add the mutter stuff afterwards. So how are you allowed to do this over here? So the Gemara answers, Hani mili, these words that you're not allowed to make a Isser, you're not allowed to bittle the Isser on purpose, that is B'daraisa. That's when you're in the world of Daraisa. Let's say we'll see in Rashi, let's say the case we brought earlier, the Mishnah earlier was speaking about Truma. So you're dealing with Truma Daraisa. There, we don't let you bitzel it on purpose. Alavu D'Rabbana. But if you're in the world of D'Rabbana, we let you bitzel it, even though originally you didn't have a majority. But you adding the majority doing bitzel, it's okay. You're allowed by the Rabbana to purposely do a bitzel. Make a situation that will be bitzel. It's good?
Physically add the wood to make it a rope.
In this case, your original Usher wood, our whole Isser we're dealing with is the Isser Drabban. I mean, why is your first piece of wood Usher? Why is your first? It's muktzah, which is the rabbana, right? I mean, it's not because of achana muktzah, the rabbis, the raisa. It's regular muktzah. Rabbana made exemer. We're afraid that you're going to go pick it next time. Therefore, the rabbana, this branch of the rabbana, is muktzah because it's just the rabbana. Therefore, it's muktzah. So, if you're in the world of truma, you're right. You can't purposely add more to bittul the iser. But here, we're dealing with this thing is just muktzah. It's a drabbanan. Therefore, you mean the last to purposely go and put extra wood to bittul the ister. Right? You can put a majority of mutter to bittul the ister. Fine. Let's see Rashi until here. Until then, so far, so good. Everybody's happy. What's the problem?
If we are in the middle of a desert.
Yeah.
We don't have wood for a fire.
On Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov.
Right.
And we pray for wood.
For what?
We pray for wood. And the wood comes. Now that's would that be wood that's muktzah, or did we have by our prayer we had the intention that if we get wood now, that would be wood that's permitted because we pray for it.
So Rabbah holds, even if the achan is b'day shemayim, even if it's like the egg just laying the sugar on its own, it's still asur. Even with the Shemaim. So even if it's from Tefillah, was right, still us. So your case is like the chicken. Still, because Chazal are afraid next Yom to be going to go to climb the top of the tree and start picking the tree. We let you use so only branches you can use if it's from designated from before. What we're saying, you bit a little bit. Let's see Rashi. V'haka mahapach be'isura. And the West said, how are you allowed to add more branches? Aye, well, Meister, you're turning over to Esther, right? Let's see Rashi. Look, 20 lines down, the narrow lines. Or, of course, from the Gemara we're learning. It's easier. Aye, hukam ha'apach be'isur. Kishumai lichvan betanur, when you brought it, when you moved it over in the oven, mizavis lazar, from corner to corner. So it seems like from Rashi, when you're setting up the wood, the Meister you're doing, you're having an issue over here, when you're setting up the wood, you're touching the muktzah wood, you're moving around the muktzah branch. I said no. Since you put a majority of mutter wood, you're turning over, you're moving the wood that is mutter. Because the iser batal were right. Right? Because the iser is, we know if I remember. As I said, we know exactly you're only going to move the mutter branch. Even if you move over the usher branch, it's all mutter. Because it's, but you go by the majority, and because batal comes nullified to the majority, and all the wood is mutter. Aye, welcome about the Isra Biyadai. It's interesting. Rashi is a little different text than we do. Our text says, you're not allowed to nullify Isra to begin with. Rashi's gears to us, Vavatal Isra Biyadai. You're bittling the Isra with your hands. It means the same thing, but it's a little bit different. Right, Rashi, but you're doing it physically with your hands. It didn't happen in this case. You're coming afterwards and you're doing it with your hands. Utanah, so Rashi means the background of this whole Mishnah from Truma. Rashi knows we probably don't know Mustafa's Truma. Probably never got there. So he brings the background. Utanah, we learned to the Mishnah.
We never got there yet.
Yes, yeah. Utanah. Yeah, we're still on Mayid. If you start from Mayid, you don't get the Truma until later. We're still on.
We'll get that.
That's for sure. For now, what did I say? Okay, Vatlan Isser B'yadayim Utanah. We learned to the Mishnah. Ein Mavatlan Isser L'chatchilo. You can't be bitzel iser l'chatchilo. You can't begin with to begin with to bitzel iser. The aval gav the isur batal beruba, that even though the isur, right, the usur would, will become nullified by the roi. How do we wonder with these words? When do we say such a thing? Hecha, where the iara memela, that a memela by itself it got mixed. Aval eruve, but to mix it, uvetuli be a time and to fiddle it with your hands. Usur, that for sure is usur. The hachi tznai, because this is what we learn from Masechtas Trumos, right? They said over there, Parakei Mishnah test, in parentheses. Now, what does it say over there? Sa'a truma. Let's say it's sa'a, this amount of truma. Shenafla l'teich tishim v'tisha. One sa'a of truma fell into 99. So, what's the halacha right now? One sa'a of truma fell into 99 of chulin. Still usher. Because you need 100 to one. Still usher. V'chadra v'nafla sa'a, and it went and another sa'a fell in. Shel chulin. So now another chul us. What's that yet? So now, bless you. So now, what do we say? For nafos ashochun, imshaking. If it fell by mistake, right? I didn't do it on purpose. But now it's put because now I have 100 to 1. I have 100 chul and 1 and 100 chul and 1 chul.
This is what Rashi is saying from your hand. See, if it didn't come from your hand, it's mutter. Be amazed if it came from your hand. You understand?
That's true. No, it's not what Rashi is saying. It's not a question. Our Gersa doesn't say those words. It's true. It's the same thing. Right. So saying, Tachtesh v'tishon chaz v'nafa sa'ashol chul imshag imotar. Good. It made it hipila. If on purpose, hipila means you made it fall. Hipila means you felt it. You made it fall. Did it fall on its own. It made it purposely hipila. You made it fall. La'aysa sa'a achrayna. That last sa'a, you made it fall purposely.
Your hands did it.
Right.
Stop if your hands did it.
Yeah, or something else. You may have an amazing.
Right.
If on purpose, you purposely did it. You either knocked it over, you figured it out. Right. If basically, Pilo, I saw you did it, you made it fall on purpose. That's Sa'ach, right? This last Sa'ach, Te Lahashla Mea Chulin. Because you wanted to complete 100 Chulin, 100 Sa'ach of Chulin, Lahalus Esa Shuma. To bring up the truma, right, to make it 100 to 1, then it's going to be usher. But what do we see? If you purposely add and make the majority, there's no bittul over there, right? Say how do I work? You say add the branches, you do bittul. We see over there, if you purposely add the majority, it doesn't help you. We don't say bittul there, correct? So what does Umar say? So we said no. That's by deraisa. We're very strict. Rashi said. For example, truma, we said that you can't add it yourself on purpose. That's right. That's going to be like truma. Avo b'drabanim, in the case of a drabanim. Kagayim, for example, muktzah the hacha, our case, which is in a world of drabanim. Then, even if you bittle it on purpose with your hands, mechatchila, it's still going to be considered, it could still be batal. So right now, that's why we're telling you, if you have this branch with a fellow now, you have to don't just light the fire, you can't benefit from it. Add a majority. So if once you add a majority, we said, then you're not going to be moving the Isser stuff. And we said you're allowed to do this, l'chatchilah, because we're in the world of Drabbanan, this Muktzah branch in the world of the Drabbanan.
We had this case in the Puma, we said over there that we were Rabbanan.
It's a little different. It's never halacha. It's similar. But we said over there that we can make as if there was a mix. Over there we made it.
We were only able to do it because it was Rabbanan.
Fine.
Originally, we thought it was the rice over there with the truma, and then it came out that only three types of the rice are truma, and that this is Rabbanan.
But it's a little different. It's not the same exact thing. Over there, we're giving a different leniency. Over there, we said, even though you had a mixture, but you know where your stuff is on top, we consider mixing the whole thing. Now, I'm saying it's similar halacha, but different. We're saying here that you're allowed to bittle it on purpose. You're allowed on purpose to put allowed to make a bittle. It's the same concept, the same thing that we're letting you do bittle.
Right. Not in this case, additional rather than we're just dealing with 100 or 200.
Yeah, but
it's
basically the same thing.
Nobody says it's just different. It's the run over there. You're telling me we make believe it's mixed for you, and they were telling
you it's the same thing. You're adding.
It's the same thing, just different.
The original mixture.
It's the same type of hetzer. It's different cases. It's the same type of hetzer. It's the same type of thing. Over there, we said we view it as a mix. They were telling you you're allowed to add, you're allowed to make a mix. It's in the mixing.
Yeah, I mean, it's for if you take it from the bottom and include it in the top. Technically, you're adding a mixture. You're creating a mixture.
It's true.
The bottom molds and elevate that to the top and say that it's 1 in 100.
It's true. Over there also, molds. But over there we said we're going to look at it like that. Meaning, you're, okay, it's a little different. Fine, here, a little different. Basically,
same but different.
Same thing, just different. A little different. Good? Yes. So we're saying over here that Lamaisa, that's since the drop on it. You're allowed to do pitzel, therefore it's going to be batel. Because of where I asked the question, it's not so simple. You would think it's very simple. Right, you think we're a master, something very simple. Master, I it's moksa. I had to just add more. Comes about, or fact, the of Ashi, the Arkunder of Ashi says, call Bavar Shiesh Lamatirin, everything which has a matir, right, which will come with it tomorrow, like in our cases, would we come with it tomorrow? I feel with the Rabbana, Lord Batal. Even the Rabbana, there's no bittel. We never give you bittel, we're right. Right, we'll never give you bittel. Since you'll come with it tomorrow. So even it's true, right? The Torah teaches that Rashi already told us like the Gemara. The Torah teaches us to go after the Rabbim, you go after the majority rules. True. Now the Rabbanim say sometimes we don't want to take that rule; it'll make you lax. So therefore, what about according to the Rashi? According to Rashi, it says, "Call the Shishma Tirna Filu Rana Labatal." If it's something that will come with it tomorrow, it's no pitul. So how can you say over here, pitul? How are you giving me pitul? Harwin in the world of the Rabbanim. So the Rabbanim, like the main Ma'aser Mar says. These words are when the Isra is in front of us. If the Isra is in front of us, and we could see it, and it's tangible, and it'll come one day tomorrow, we say it's not batal. But hacha mikli kali isura. Over here, the Isra will get burnt and consumed.
What's the definition? Makla kali, what's the definition?
Literally means burnt.
Yeah. Makla kali. Together,
it's the same words, double lashon, the same thing.
Burnt,
like really, purely burnt or something? Emphasis or something?
Completely burnt.
Yeah. So therefore, what? So we're saying, there is no Isra. You're benefiting from something which was hot air that came from the Isra. So since the Isra is not around anymore, therefore, even they would agree, it's fine. So what are we saying here?
What's going to be butter tomorrow? Because there's nothing to be butter tomorrow.
That's anyway.
The whole prohibition is you're not allowed.
Even today it's mutter, we say.
What?
Even today it's mutter.
No, but the whole prohibition is you're not allowed to bittul something today for something that's going to be mutter tomorrow.
Right.
But the thing's not going to be mutter tomorrow, it's not going to exist.
I don't think we're saying that. The more saying more than that. The more saying that there's no Isra here. What's your question? You're saying, you shouldn't have bittul. Right? So asking, what shouldn't have bittul exactly? I'm burning the water, now I'm benefiting from the fire. Which part shouldn't have bittul? What shouldn't have bittul? What's your question?
I don't understand your question.
I'm saying the Gemara's going. I'm just saying.
Okay.
The Gemara is saying, what do you want? What was our question? I should be bittul here.
It should be bittul.
Why? Because it's another shish
lamatir. It should be something that's mutter tomorrow.
So as soon as it's mutter tomorrow.
So therefore,
there should not be bittul. Because anything's that
money. It shouldn't be bittul.
So what's Rav's answer?
So the Gemara is saying, tomorrow there's not going to be anything that exists.
So how does that answer the question?
It is not going to be. But why is it not bittul? Because there's something that's mutter tomorrow.
But there's nothing around. How do you see the Gemara?
That's my point.
So how's the Gemara saying that?
Because it says kali karm. It's completely burnt.
Then for what?
Chacha here in our case. What's the case? Chani mili chacha di yisalei asura v'inya. We're talking about a case that there tomorrow is going to be in front of our eyes. Not here, by
not
time.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
No. What's the case? Rava Ashi Dama, Kol Tavar Sheish Lo Maturin. Everything that's going to be mutter tomorrow. Afilu Mutur Rabbanan. No,
that's the question. That's not the answer. The answer was true. You're not saying that in the answer. It's true. That's the question. He's saying it was going to be mutter tomorrow. It's not bothers. What's Gemara's answer?
Right.
So basically, what's our question? Our question is: shouldn't have bittul. Shouldn't be bittul here.
Shouldn't be bittul.
So what's the answer?
Ideally, we're talking about things that are iser that are going to exist in our eyes.
So why the Gemara doesn't say anything about tomorrow? How do you mean the iser be'enei today, not tomorrow? Doesn't say a word about tomorrow.
This is all going on tomorrow.
Why is
all
that
question is going on tomorrow?
That is the question, but it doesn't have to be your answer. My question, if it's true, my question was going on tomorrow. My question was on today. My question was, how can you tell me this thing is mutter today?
Right.
If it's not.
Because there's no iser of it being mutter tomorrow.
I don't think what I'm saying. I don't see that in the Gemara.
There's only a gezera. What's the gezera? The gezera says if today this thing is not bittulable, if it's going to be mutter tomorrow. That's the gezera. That's the gezera we've been holding.
Good.
Yes?
Fine.
So this thing doesn't apply. What the Gemara is saying is this thing doesn't apply in that gezera because tomorrow this thing is not going to exist.
No, it's not tomorrow. The iser, that the whole thing is not on whether it's going to be around tomorrow or not. The whole thing about being the heter tomorrow only goes to whether it's bittulable or not. Once we determine that it's not bittulable because there is a heter, that only applies when after you burn it today.
But there is no heter here. There is no. It doesn't exist.
I'm not saying heter to burn. I'm not saying heter to burn today. I'm saying tomorrow there's a heter to burn it. Monday, let's say it's a Sunday yantar. Monday, that same wood that fell in on Yom Tov Sunday, you could burn that wood on some Monday, right?
Right.
That's the heter. The fact that there's a heter, potential heter, on that wood for some time in the future after Yom Tov, that makes it not having the ability to be buckled today on Sunday Yom Tov.
I'm not sure I understand. Do you want me to explain it again? I didn't understand.
So, when we talk about something that... That's the heter after Yom Tov, Monday.
What's
the burn?
Okay.
You can burn it.
You can burn
that wood tomorrow on Monday. There's a heter. And something that has
but
a
why would you be able to burn this wood tomorrow?
Because it's not Muksa on Monday. It's only Muksa on Yom Tov.
It's only Muksa.
You have
the
Yom Tov
only
on Sunday.
So Monday's not
Yom Tov.
No. So you can burn it.
Okay.
So there is a potential heter for this wood. Once there's a potential heter for the wood, it makes it not bittulable on Sunday. If you want to bittle this with roll of heter wood, you can't. In the case where after you have hanah from it, it's still in existence.
I don't understand.
I understand what you're trying to explain, but
I don't understand.
Are you saying you have the same problem as B when I'm explaining it? That's the only common
enough. I don't know.
If it's permissible on the day after the Yom Tov, then you cannot.
It's a dumb it down for me. I'm not catching what you're.
It's like you're. But I think what he's saying, you, in a way, you're batailing.
You're batailing
the heter.
Read the words. If you want, you can try to read the words.
Okay, fine. So let's do from inside first. Fine.
Rav Ashi the Amar.
Fine.
Wasn't my question. Rav Ashi the Amar called Rav Shesh the Matir. I feel with Rabban Aloy Batil. According to Rav Ashi, it says that since this thing is going to come a mutter tomorrow,
right,
on Monday, therefore, even in the Isser the Rabbanon, you can't be batil today. Therefore, it can't. So my Ikal Amar, what are you going to say? How is your master telling me that this wood is going to be batil b'ray? So
today, how are you going to mix in this other wood to make it buckle today?
Today, how are you going to do it today? It's a davar sheyesh matir. It says tomorrow. So there's no bittul. So how do you use this wood today? Comes one and answers, Hani mili. This thing, this of the words of Rav Ashi, is only hecha to isa where there is leisure be'ine. If the iser that we're talking about, let's say the wood or whatever iser it is, has to be in front of us, then I'll tell you. If it can become mutter tomorrow, then it doesn't. Then there's no bittul. But hacha over here, mikla kala isura over here, the eitzim are burnt, and therefore the hana is only coming after the wood is burnt. Then even if it has matirim, it will yes be bittul. That's the words of the Gemara.
Okay.
So what's he saying? He's saying the reason why there could yes be bittul to the, there is bittul. Right? He's saying something that's hard to understand. That the iser is not in front of us. We can't see the iser. Right, you can't see the Isser over here. Whatever, you burn the wood. You can't see your benefit from the Isser in this case. Once you burn the wood, you can no longer see your Isser. So therefore, he'll say, I don't care, it could be batal. These are the words of Rash. Read inside. When do you say there's no batal? When the Isser is in front of us. Right? And it's not going away.
If
you
see
it,
the wood.
Here we're saying the iser is the wood that's muksa, right? That's the iser, the
right.
Wood that's muksa.
Right.
Right. Well, now let's say instead of the wood that's the iser muksa, let's say it's a metal coin that's the iser muksa, and let's just say now you've mixed in with this wood and you're burning it And after you're finished burning everything, this coin that's mutzi is still going to be there. Right. That's when it says it cannot be buttled. If it's still there after you have hanapra, I'm just using a sort of a little bit of a stretch of an example. But where the wood that was the iser mutza is burnt up, where are you going to find it? It's nothing there. The coin you can identify.
Fire.
You're saying
the same thing. Just say a coin. Just say an egg.
Yeah.
Just say a case of an egg. The egg is still here tomorrow. So the egg is not going anywhere. So the egg will not have bittul. It'll be here tomorrow.
Right.
But it's over here, but the wood, if I burn it today,
so what did I say
my benefit.
What did I say differently?
I'm not sure. You're saying a whole different shot over here. Not so much. I'm not sure.
We're
I mean, he's just saying that it's, he's not saying he's. We're not equivalent to tomorrow. He's saying the iser over here. He said the question was, let it become mutter today. Correct? This he said this. What should still be usher today? The answer is, it shouldn't have bittul. Answer is no. He will agree this bittul here because the isra is not in front of you. Say, why do you say there's no bittul only when the isra is in front of you? Because at least the isra is in front of me. Right? If the isra is in front of me. If the isra is not in front of me, then I will give you bittul. He'll let you have bittul.
You can also say that the heter is still in front of you.
The heter
is still in front of you. Meaning that the coin that Fred has said still exists. If we burned it, then the heter is no longer there. Those trees that we were going to use, the wood we were going to use tomorrow, we burnt. So it's not there anymore.
Okay, the Gemara doesn't say that way. The Gemara says the Isra. Right. Maybe you could say that way.
Is it basically saying the same thing?
I could say it your way. I'm saying maybe. The Gemara is saying the other way.
In other words, if we can batel the heter, we get rid of the heter. Then we can mix it. We can battle the heter. If we can get rid of that heter part.
No.
It's easier to say it this way.
So, can I just
read it? Read it out loud.
I'm gonna do it inside. I don't know. Okay. My echol, my mom, what is there to say, right? Even though the branches of mooks are young, they can be permitted on the following day. My echol, the mayor, what are you going to say? I'm nearly hated the Easter, the Asura, the Ina. This thing is only when we're talking about something that's going to be extant, existence, right? Haka, Mekali, Kale, Asura. However, here, the prohibitive item is consumed by the fire. And that's for that reason it can be nullified.
Yeah, but what does that mean in English?
That means that the isura was the wood.
Correct.
As long as we still see the wood, it's still as long
because that's a little complicated. The isura is the wood. The isura is really the heat from the isura is the wood, but really and my benefit is the heat from the wood.
I'm gonna read there's an explanation from the Rosh. Let's say. According to the Rosh, the fact that the muksa item is no longer existent. When it affords benefit, Makali Kali, not only extricates the fallen branches from the stringently created by Rav Ashi's ruling that an item which will eventually be permitted cannot be nullified, but also a sinai quo non for allowing nullification in the first place.
What that means?
Sinai Konan for allowing
what's that Fred? What's that?
Sinai
Konan.
That's
always that's over you.
I couldn't figure it out. And I tried to Google it.
Oh, that's above us.
However, others disagree with that that if the item is permanently prohibited,
it leaves it.
Sinai Konan. Harsinai.
I see that.
Right. That was it's a lachah which we see.
It's seen Konan. Sin is without.
Complicated explanation that doesn't help me. According to Roche, the fact that the mux item is no longer extant when it affords benefit. It doesn't longer exist when it affords benefit. Meaning,
right.
There's only going to be heat.
It's heat. By the time you're getting your benefit, it's only heat. Cool.
That only extricates the fallen branches from the stringency created by Rav Ashi's ruling that an item which will eventually be permitted. So the fact that this thing doesn't exist. It's not going to be able to be nullified.
No, it will be.
It will be able to be nullified.
That's all.
And used on that day.
and used
on nullified that day. And used on that day.
Since it's nullified, nullifiable, you can put the extra moose, the prepared wood in there and burn it and use it for your fire.
I agree.
Fine, that's it. Why you, I'm sure they explain more things, but that's Pashup Shah. That's a simple shot right there.
Okay.
Harsina. See the chakras for Hasina. Hasina.
We're all saying the same thing.
Yeah, all for Hasina.
We're all trying to get this idea of what the head tail, we knocked out the head tail.
Right.
Like, well, now we got rid of the head tail.
Yeah, we got
by it. Making it by
no, head. We didn't get rid of the head tail. We got rid of the bottle. We got rid of the fact of
the pistol. Yeah, that's me. He's going head tail.
To do the bottle.
Others disagree that if the item is permanently prohibited, the bar she'ain no maturin, it's something that's not going to be mutter, right? It need not be already consumed at the time it affords benefit.
Who was drowning or? So was it worth saying in the code?
But this is the Vashim that there is been Torah.
Look, RK. But he's taking the Rupshah. He's taking the new Pshah now, no? They already gave it Pshah. So what they said Pshah. I told them everything is understandable. Fred, we understand this so far?
Not in front of us, therefore,
it's never shit. Therefore, Rashi rules, it applies. Apply only, and rules apply only where it's in front of me. This thing's not in front of me, doesn't apply. But he's like switching. We're saying over here, the whole Isser is the benefit I'm getting from the heat. Until now, we were talking about the wood. We're like switching a little bit now. We're going on to the benefit I'm getting from the wood.
Right. Like, since the benefit doesn't exist.
Once it gets burned,
right.
I'm not, there's nothing really here
to tangible benefit.
So therefore, yes, therefore, hold, just let it be buckled. With a bunch of smoke, a bunch of hot air.
Let it be buckled.
No, it's a bunch of hot air, anyways. Good hot air, bad hot air.
Well, I think I said something. I said it differently.
You can't tell
which is the mukhsa
wood and which is the
permitted. Which is the mukhsa air, hot air, which is not mukhsa hot air. It's all hot air, that's the bottom line.
So basically,
not sure which hot air it is.
Isn't the same thing with the meat?
No, because the meat's always still in front of me. So the meat's still here. I'm hearing the heat. Your Isser is you're benefiting from the wood. What's your benefit from the wood? The heat. So your illegal benefit is from the smoke. The illegal smoke. It's the bottom line. And you can't see in the smoke. So how let that be bubbled? A bunch of mutter smoke and bad smoke. Okay? One guy smoking pot, one guy's like a lot of smoke. And most of it's like mutter smoke. All the smoke is good. So if he's like...
So basically,
is that there the would be
bubbles?
In terms of meat,
I understand that you're
right.
You have to wait till tomorrow.
And the meat, all the meat's right in front of me.
I understand.
So now,
but if you eat it, okay.
If there's a
day,
here's
the
question. You're right, it's not going to be
from
an egg.
It's more temporary situation.
An egg, let's say egg, and I'll be wanted tomorrow, right? So if you have the egg in front of me, I'll tell you, don't eat it. If you're not mixed, Ravash, don't wait till tomorrow. I don't care, wait.
The smoke is temporary.
And the smoke, it's not like the smoke will agree to you. The whole thing is fucked. Either tomorrow, the smoke will be going up in smoke. So it could be. So he's saying because the smoke, someone said because tomorrow there's not going to be smoke left.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's someone that's smart. He thinks not. Because.
Right.
We have a glass of mock around a bunch of heat. Mixed heat. You don't see anything. But if I have a real thing, I have something in front of me, I'll tell you, this thing is not possible because it can become mutter. I can't see it. I'm not so strict. This thing is not possible. You know, this thing in front of me. That's what he's saying. I can't, like, put my finger on something. It can be so mock around you. This can't be mutter.
So the case is, what happens if this is the end of Yom Tov?
Yeah.
It's not going to get completely... So then he's going to say...
It's your benefit, your heat, whatever heat it is. The heat
I'm saying, look, the tree falls into the oven, and the end of Yom Tov. Mamash is the last hour of it, last half hour of Yom Tov.
And you got smoke from it?
Yeah, you got smoke from
you
it.
Get
there's still something remaining of this thing. Still something remaining of this thing.
But your benefit, that's like your benefit from your issue, it can't be something remaining. You're getting heat from the part that burned. What are you getting heat from? You're getting heat from the part that got consumed.
Yeah, but you're also getting heat from
that part of heat you got is fine.
No, but you're also getting heat from something that still exists.
I don't know how heat works.
What do you mean? You start to light a piece of fire, the wood still exists when the fire is coming up.
Yeah, but where's my benefit from?
From the burnt part of the wood.
The burnt part. My benefit's from the burnt part.
You got this piece of wood here. This part burnt. It's no longer existent. This part is here, but you didn't burn it yet. You didn't get the hanah.
That's interesting. You only get heat from the part that burns. Physically, so what do we say? So he's saying, when do you say there's no bitl? If you can see something in front of you and you say, it'll become bitl tomorrow, there's no bitl. You can't see the thing anyways, he'll be masking that there's bitl.
We said the word completely burnt.
completely burnt.
That's how we translate it.
Right, because she was just saying, let's say technically, theoretically, you have a case that's not burnt. So you're right.
I'm trying to make it more. I'm trying to narrow the case even harder.
He says not batal. If it's not completely burnt, it's not batal. You have to fight it out with it.
Could be. That's what I'm trying to get to that point.
I'm not sure. I feel like, brother, it's that part that you got was burnt. It's true, the Gemara's case is Mikla Kali. It's right. Unless it means that burnt. What?
Most of the heat is not from the part that's burned, it's the part that's in the process of burning.
Well, but that part already got burnt. No. The wire's case is Mikla Kali. Gemara says it got totally burnt already. That's where you're
totally
getting
burnt.
It.
I mean,
that's the Gemara's case.
Gone.
That's the Gemara's case.
Aren't you talking about the conversion from wood to coal?
Plus, there's a toast. Maybe we'll look at the toast. There is a toast on it.
And that is your
supposed. He's on the thing before. He's not on this. He's not on
that.
He's on the part before. Yeah, what are you saying? That what?
Benefit isn't from the wood, it's converting it from wood to coal. So that's when you get into the state of the white ash coal, that's when you're getting all the heat.
Right. Good, so that's right, so it's good. So by the time you get benefit from the heat, since there's nothing tangible, nothing in front of me, I should say this thing isn't bottom. Perfect. Just get a shot.
So we need to do is have a barbecue.
You have barbecue? Yeah, I agree. Good spots for it. A lot of barbecue. Some barbecue.